The Africa Report.
The Africa Report with Monsieur Jean-Jacques, who joins you on Tuesdays, Wednesdays and Thursdays to give you the latest development coming from the African continent. Good morning, Monsieur. How are you doing?
Bonjour to you, Abs. I'm doing exceedingly well, thanks.
Yeah, I know. For some of us, we're busy dealing with heartburns and everything. And so, Monsieur, talking about the African continent, what can I expect?
Well, sad to say, in Niger, you know, near the ever-shrinking Lake Chad, that border area with Nigeria, Chad, Cameroon, suicide bombers. And we understand these were women suicide bombers have killed 10 people. Now, this is the area, of course, where two factions of the infamous Boko Haram are very active. And these bombs were set off during a religious service. So, you know, whatever belief you have about creating a caliphate and so on, to kill people while they're in the business of praying is absolutely unforgivable, absolutely inhuman. The authorities in all three of those countries are working to fight Boko Haram, but it just shows that the battle, you know, you just can't take your eyes off this organization. Vigilance is necessary 24/7, eh?
Yeah, no, most definitely. And, yeah, continuing with your report, what else do you have?
Raila Odinga, the opposition leader in Kenya, has shown a lot of sort of, he's a populist and shown a lot of bridge-building capacity. And so his image is up, very much up at the moment. The decision by Salva Kiir in South Sudan to actually have face-to-face talks with Riek Machar is something of a breakthrough after the failure of the peace talks in Addis Ababa. Now Raila Odinga, the Kenyan, steps in and says, I will be a mediator. And he's actually seen people there. He's had talks with Salva Kiir. He's had talks with Abiy Ahmed, the Ethiopian prime minister. I don't know what or where those talks or the mediated talks might be. But in order for that to happen, of course, Riek Machar has to be sent from South Africa. Now, the phrase is that he's under house arrest here. The truth is he's not being seeing people and seeing the media and so on. Whether it is, in fact, house arrest, we're not sure. But there's going to have to be some arrangement where he leaves South Africa and goes for talks. The fact that Salva Kiir has agreed to meet him face-to-face is probably encouraging. And I do believe Raila Odinga will be able to do a job in saying, guys, come on, let's end this war, the civil war, effectively, that is crippling the country, crippling Africa's newest country, because it's not that long ago that they got independence from Sudan, and they've been wrecked by civil war virtually ever since, eh?
Yeah. And, you know, it's always interesting, though, to always hear whenever we talk about asylum, well, not asylum seekers, but for these political leaders that need somewhere to hide or somewhere to run away from their country, South Africa is always mentioned. I wonder if that's a good or a bad thing, Jean-Jacques. Maybe it's a discussion.
Well, I believe it's a good thing. I have to say, taxpayers won't always agree with me. But the fact is that South Africa, you know, we have a leadership role to play in Africa, Abs, whether we like it or not. We've got to do it. It's incumbent on us as the leading economic power in Africa, our aspiration to be an African leader. We don't trumpet it because you don't want to sort of rub everybody's faces in it, but we are African leaders. And when you have a situation and people come here, as refugees and so on, we have an obligation to offer humanitarian assistance. And if we are able to shelter political leaders at times of difficulty, you know, we did that for Haiti, for example. And I know that there were a lot of people saying, well, why are we playing a role there? The thing is, Abs, we have a responsibility. And even though, I mean, we can't supply all the services that we'd like to our own people. We can't take the approach, well, until our own people are fully satisfied, we can't be helping outside. We've got to play a leadership role in Africa, or we have a leadership role in Africa, and we have to perform that. I always use that phrase, like it or not.
Yeah. And what else do you have for us before we let you
go? Well, finally, we have news from Donald Trump's White House. and they said they were planning to cut some money they had left to fight Ebola, $252 million. They've decided, no, they're not going to cut that now. And they've also got about $107 million for rebuilding floodplains. Now, the reason why those cuts are not happening is that Republican moderates, you know, they're saying this is not the right time, not the right place to be doing this. You know, this is just creating the wrong impression of what we're up to. So more power to the Republican moderates. They obviously hold sway in the House. They're facing, a lot of them facing midterm election and so on. And I think they're worrying about image. But the fact is that that the White House could think again is encouraging. Talk about a leadership role. That's the United States, again, like it or not, plays this international leadership role. So when it does things like cut funding to Africa, it has not only an immediate impact in terms of breaking programs, leaving people hungry, that sort of thing, but it has a huge symbolic importance, you know, that saying, I will leave that continent to its own devices. And clearly that's not how the multilateral world can work. So good for America that it's thought again about cutting, certainly funding for Ebola programs. And the other one, I mean, rebuilding floodplains, you know, where water has caused this enormous damage and loss of life, to help out. And the United States, like it or not, has an obligation to help out in times of distress.
Yeah, I know. Monsieur, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. Looking forward to chatting with you again next week. À la semaine prochaine, then.
À la semaine prochaine.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. That is John Jacques Connish to you listening at home.